Welcome back, everyone. Kill Meat and Friends, and we're talking about a brand new friend that contributes to our show whenever he can, Mike Emanuel. Mike's Fox's chief congressional correspondent, was done everything for us. But, Mike, I got to tell you, the big news that's just crossing now is the Rutgers University basketball coach is now fired. Rice is gone for his abusive phrases and actions, all caught on tape. You went to Rutgers. Instead of talking about Congress, how was this allowed to go on for so long? I just found this out. You actually were doing play-by-play for a lot of their sporting events?
Oh, yeah. Full disclosure for your audience, Brian, I bleed scarlet red. I was a radio play-by-play voice of football, men's and women's basketball, soccer, lacrosse, baseball. So that's what I did in college. I did radio. And so that's why this show really should be Kill Meat and Emanuel. We should rebrand it. No, I'm kidding.
And we could do more sports, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. No, I mean, all kidding aside, I do not know Mike Rice, but I was heavily involved with Rutgers athletics in my school time, and obviously saddened by the news. And I could see that this was going to happen once the video was out there. I saw Governor Christie when I was leaving work last night saying that he was, deeply disturbed by what he saw. I saw one of the players, Jerome Seegers, was announcing that he was going to transfer, and you could kind of see the whole thing collapsing around Mike Rice, and so. The university pulled the plug, and we'll move forward.
Is it a state university?
It is.
So state when the funds governor, pay these coaches this exorbitant money, right?
Absolutely. So when the governor and other top New Jersey elected officials say that they are deeply disturbed and think he needs to go, you can see that he is going to go. It's only a matter of time, and so they pulled the plug this morning.
All right, Mike, I want to continue to talk about this for a second because we've been going crazy all morning because, when I saw Kevin Ware's foot, leg break in two places, as we all did. You realize sure. His career, he'll never be the same. If he is the same, it'll be a medical miracle. And you wonder, how much longer are we going to continue to pretend like billions of dollars aren't being made off these kids who are never going to go pro, even if they stayed healthy? Only 1% do go pro. And we're not paying them anything. To me, an education is not enough. Where do you stand on this?
I've been giving it a lot of thought, Brian, because, you see probably on the University of Michigan campus, for example, tons of kids are probably walking around with Trey Burke's jersey. And one day he probably will make a ton of money in the NBA. But, what if he gets hurt? And shouldn't Trey Burke make money if the reason people are buying number three is because of him? So I have mixed feelings about it because I also know that Rutgers, for example, is running in the red in its athletic programs, trying to compete at this high level in the Big East and ultimately heading to the Big Ten. It's expensive. And so I'm wondering if you pay football and basketball players, does that mean a lot of universities are going to cut swimming and gymnastics and, a lot of other sports?
Well, you want to hear my plan? My plan would not come from the individual university. My plan would be coming from the NCAA contracts that they sign with the TV networks. I mean, CBS, I'm looking at this, $777 million a year, 14 years at over $10 billion. Notre Dame football gets $15 million for their NBC contract. ESPN gives 24 championships, $500 million just to air their stuff. There's got to be a way to get the accounting involved that allows universities that are more successful, like the University of Kentucky in basketball and Notre Dame football, to continue to bolster up their athletic program, but to continue to acknowledge that football and basketball players are a bigger draw than soccer, swimming, baseball, volleyball, and almost every women's sport.
I love your argument. I think that makes a whole lot of sense. I guess my only apprehension is I just want to make sure that however this works out, that if your kid is a stellar gymnast and perhaps doesn't have the economic means, but that's the way he or she can go to college, that we don't cut those programs because that may be the way some kids are going to get to school. So otherwise, but I do agree, a kid like Kevin Ware, Louisville gear, everybody's walking around campus with Louisville jerseys. Should he get a few bucks? Absolutely, because he is laying it on the line on the court. And you know, most of these kids, as you mentioned, the overwhelming majority will never play pro sports.
All right, let's talk, and we're going to take some calls. The calls are lining up already, 1-866-408-7669. By the way, almost no one agrees with me. One out of every 10 agrees with me on this, so that's fine. But, Mike, I want to talk about Congress.
That's never stopped you before,
though. It has not, yeah. It doesn't stop me in the lunchroom, doesn't stop me in the green room, doesn't stop me in the makeup chair. It doesn't stop me on TV. So, Mike, just talking about your beat now for a second.
Sure.
Where is gun reform and gun control matching up now? I don't think the president's got anything he wants, from background checks to magazine limits, certainly not assault weapons ban.
Brian, my sense is it is fading. And, you know, after the Newtown tragedy and seeing the images of those angelic little faces, you know, I thought, boy, this is when the politicians can really seize the moment and do something. I'm not saying I knew what they would do, but I thought there might be real momentum after seeing those powerful images. But the latest Fox News polling suggests that things have dropped off. And here's the political reality. You've got a lot of rural state Democrats who are up for re-election in the United States Senate in 2014. So you're going to ask Mary Landrieu to pass gun control in Louisiana. You're going to ask Mark Pryor in Arkansas to pass gun control. You're going to ask Mark Begich in Alaska to pass gun control. You can already hear the ads running if they do. And so a lot of the thinking at this point on Capitol Hill is Harry Reid may put something forward that is watered down just to be able to say they did something. And if not, he may put up something very ambitious. And then if it doesn't pass, blame the Republicans. But then you're still, if you put something really ambitious on the floor, you're asking a lot of Democrats to take a tough vote that may cost them their career and make Harry Reid from the majority leader to the minority leader, because they may lose a number of Democrats in 2014.
And how unprecedented is this over the last 4 years? We saw people break from Bush all the time when he was president, especially on Social Security, on immigration reform himself. A lot of people in the Republican Party said, that's a bridge too far for me. And he survived and things went on. Now with the president, he pretty much has Democrats. If they disagree, they keep quiet. This will be one of the first times, if they're forced to vote, you'll see Democrats breaking from the White House. Am I right?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, Harry Reid, the Republicans made a lot of hay about 4 years and no budget. Well, a part of that was they did not want their Senate Democrats to take tough votes, to have to make choices about we're going to cut this, we're going to, you know, reduce this, you know, that sort of thing. And so they finally took a budget vote. It's not, you know, it wasn't a bold document in terms of making cuts and that's reductions and those sort of things. But, you know, now you with gun control, this would be a tough vote. And so you've seen some resistance from Harry Reid because he comes from a rural state, a Second Amendment state in Nevada. He gets that this is a tough political issue. And so there has been some resistance. But you're going to see the president today in the Denver area. You're going to see him in Connecticut
why?
On Monday.
But, Mike, why is he there? His time is finite. Why is he banging his head against the wall?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, part of me wonders if, you know, when you're the commander in chief, you go to these places after these incidents happen. And if I remove all politics from it, you know, when you're comforting those parents in Newtown, Connecticut, and you say you're going to do something, you know, maybe you go out and you say, let's try to do something. And maybe this is how you try to use the bully pulpit. I don't know what they could pass that would prevent Newtown. The NRA came out with the idea yesterday of putting an armed staff member,
In,
not necessarily a teacher, an armed staff member in every school. And would that make a difference? But even that in the Fox News poll dropped 9 points from January. So it seems like the further away we get from these horrific images, the more and more Americans seem to get back to their lives and are not that worried about gun control.
And by the way, the new deal that Connecticut passed, which is pretty strict, background checks for private gun sales. So if Mike Emanuel wants to sell Brian Kilmeade a gun and I'm your neighbor and you think you know me, I still got to go somewhere else to get background checked, which I think is a good move, to be honest. Immediate universal background checks, that's what they want throughout the entire state. A registry for magazines with over 10 bullets, that would never fly nationally. But listen to this. The Georgia town of Nelson, this small town in the city north of Atlanta, went the other direction, Mike. They are telling everybody, every household, they must own a firearm. And guess what? You could vote. If Connecticut's where you want to live because you like those gun laws, do it. If you want to make sure everybody's armed and you want to keep your gun, there's a small town in Georgia calling your name.
Right. And there's also reports out of Florida that essentially people are buying up every weapon they can, wondering what Congress may do. West Virginia has been going the other way from Connecticut in terms of, you know, relaxing gun laws and really trying to be very pro Second Amendment in terms of allowing people to have weapons. And so it's been an interesting dynamic, and people, you're right, have a right to move where they want to be. If they prefer Connecticut's gun laws, they can move there. If not, you know, maybe they like Florida or West Virginia.
All right. And immigration, do you think Marco Rubio has got speaking for other Republicans when he says slow down on immigration?
My sense is, from talking with people close to him and a lot of people related to the process, is if there are only 8 senators buying into an immigration plan, Chuck Schumer, Marco Rubio, John McCain, those guys, that it may not go anywhere. And so what Rubio is saying, let's give it time. Let's get the buy-in of the 92 other senators. Let's allow for amendments. Let's hold hearings. Let's get buy-in from the American public and show the American public that we are serious about tackling this issue. And what he's heard from past attempts in the 2006-2007 to do immigration reform was it was too closed of a process. You didn't get enough buy-in of other senators, and so some walked away. And so Rubio saying, let's take our time. It doesn't have to be done overnight. Now, I've also talked to some folks on Capitol Hill who say if the Democrats try to rush this process through, that is a sign that they're trying to kill it, and then we'll try to run against Republicans in the next election saying they don't want to do anything about immigration.
All right. So this is Mike Emanuel will be on with us every week now. And, Mike, people are lining up. I'm not sure. So where do you stand? Find a way to pay the players as long as it doesn't hurt the minor sports?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to save you. I'm going to get yelled at all next block. But I'm going to allow you to go on with your current self-esteem. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Mike Emanuel.